The new technology, explains senior author Jen Dione, professor of material science and engineering at Stanford, uses a system similar to some pretty old technology, the inkjet printer. But instead of cyan or magenta ink, this tool shoots out minuscule droplets of the sample it's fed.
You can kind of think about that as almost like spreading out the sample just into kind of a larger surface area. And then essentially what we do is take images, kind of sophisticated color images.
And in that manner, they can identify these bacteria and find them again in minutes, as opposed to the usual days to run a test like this. This could be a great tool in hospitals, she says.
The hope is basically here not only to expedite identification of the bacteria in a sample, but also to be able to determine which sort of drug or antibiotic the bacteria would respond to. So that way we can help mitigate some of the rising antimicrobial resistance.
She says the CDC estimates one-third to one-half of all patients are unnecessarily treated with antibiotics or are treated with the wrong type or the wrong dose. All of that to make the bacteria less susceptible to drugs in the future. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.